Klaus Schwab declares he will run WEF into his 100s as globalist colleagues demand succession plan. By Peter Cattell on January 19, 2023. Arch-globalist Klaus Schwab has declared he will run the WEF well into his 100s despite demands from his colleagues that he put in place a succession plan. A mutiny attempt has reportedly engulfed this year's World Economic Forum conference at Davos, Switzerland, with senior elites surrounding the organization reportedly demanding that its leader, arch-globalist Klaus Schwab, put in place plans for his own replacement. However, Schwab appears to now be publicly fighting off attempts to have him removed, with the WEF leader publicly declaring that he will be running the organization well into his 100s at one of the most notable addresses at the event this year. The founder of the conference made the announcement while chairing a special address by Germany's leftist chancellor, Olaf Scholz, who focused heavily on his country's green agenda. Telling the conference about how his successor will be lauding Germany's green achievements when speaking to the conference in 2045, Schwab interjected that he looked forward to being the person that will host such a panel. "I just want to say that I look forward to chairing the session with your successor," Schwab said. This prompted laughter from Scholz, whom insisted that he was sure that the WEF leader would indeed be around to chair the discussion in 22 years. With Schwab set to turn 85 years old this year, he would likely be 106 years old by the time such an address by a German chancellor in 2045 occurs, assuming the conference is held at around the same time that year. Although it is unclear how serious Schwab was when making the statement, it nevertheless appears to be a shot across the bow for his fellow globalists, a significant number of whom are now demanding that he surrenders his position at the top of the influential World Economic Forum to a worthy successor. Rumblings that both current and former staffers within the organization were hunting for regime change came earlier in the week, with reports that many were unsure of the organization's future with Schwab at the helm, with many anonymously expressing fear that there is no plan for a successor when Schwab does eventually leave. Such rumblings have since exploded into outright revolt, with The Guardian reporting a number of current and former employees of the organization is now demanding a plan detailing Schwab's deposition be put in place. Klaus has been at the helm of the WEF for 52 years, staffers reportedly told the publication. When he was born, 122 of the 195 states in the world right now did not even exist. He is completely unaccountable to anyone inside and outside the organization. They went on to say that, while they wanted the World Economic Forum to continue serving as a place of debate for the world's elite, they felt that it would cease to be able to provide such a service if things do not change. The staffers also attacked Schwab as surrounding himself with nobodies who will be unable to take over after he finally leaves, either voluntarily or otherwise. Klaus picks his leaders using the same criteria Putin uses to pick deputies for the State Duma: loyalty, guile, sex appeal, they claimed, saying that it's hard to see how any of them could be taken seriously by anyone of consequence inside or outside the organization. However, while these individuals clearly now want to see Schwab gone, it is unclear whether they have the ability to remove him from the organization. According to the WEF's own charter, the issue of succession is solely the prerogative of Schwab himself, with the NGO being privately controlled and seemingly not subject to the will of anyone outside the fold. What's more, the rebels describe themselves as unwilling to have their identities published for fear that a very well-connected Schwab could make their lives both inside and outside the organization very difficult. To make matters worse for them, Schwab is reportedly very confident in his ability to rule the WEF for many years to come, with one anonymous commentator saying that the man has a god complex that makes him think he will live for a very long time. "Schwab has a god complex and thinks he's in the fittest 0.1%, they said. "But no one is immortal. It's insane that they don't have a succession plan to build public confidence around." Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.